Yeah, look, last weekend was really good for us to have those three hit-outs against Melbourne United. I thought the last game we were getting better and better, and I think in that second quarter we really hit our straps. So happy from a pre-season point of view and can't wait for Friday night. A
couple of new additions over the off-season. They fit in comfortably and all set, ready to go?
Yeah, I think DeAndre just playing those games, it's the first games he had last week with the team. He's been out, obviously, with the surgeries with his eyes and elbows. So to get him in there and get the guys used to him is going to take a little bit longer than we anticipated. But look, he's talented. We just got to make sure that we're getting the best out of him on the court. And that might take a few weeks, but I'm sure he's going to have a good performance.
Will he play next Friday?
He will definitely play, yes.
Was there any concern, I guess?
Yeah, there was. It was just his rehab to see how long that was going on, how much pain he was getting in his elbow. As long as the ball goes in, you can put up with a bit of pain, and that's been happening. So it was great to get those minutes under his belt last weekend. He only played 20 minutes, but it was more than we thought.
Hey, Trevor, a lot of people expect him to be a sort of carbon copy of James Ennis. Is he different, a different player from James?
Totally different from James. James is probably a little bit more athletic and above the rim. DeAndre's a real good shooter from the perimeter, probably a better shooter than James was last year. Defensively, he's first class. Sometimes James didn't know how to spell defense last year and we had to cover, but he's DeAndre's great and he's very quick, and I think he's going to improve every game that he plays.
With Ennis, is he completely cleared to play next week?
Yeah, 100%. So we're happy to have him on board for the year. And look, he's a tough competitor. He's got big, broad shoulders and he gets down dirty and plays great defense, and that gives us an extra bonus that we haven't had in the past.
What do you make of the criticism of some teams thinking you sort of poached this guy out of nowhere and sort of took a loophole and that sort of thing?
Well, I think New Zealand did it first with a guy they called Ty Wesley that lined up, and as soon as that was passed by the league, we kind of turned every stone under and said, hey, let's find out a player. If they can do it, we certainly can, and we got the space to do it. We're glad that Ernest is here. He's certainly going to add some toughness to us, and looking forward to him playing Friday night.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
He's a big boy. I don't want to stand next to him. He's got big, broad shoulders, and that's going to be the dynamic that we're going to get on the court to see how he can use that strength. And look, he's fitted in really well. We've had to give a couple of firecrackers in the right areas for him to speed up, but look, he's going to be a real good asset for us.
With the recruitment across the league, how much tougher is it to go back to back?
Yeah, look, the level is improved out of sight. I really can't believe it. There's the imports. There's 14 new imports in the league. There's only two imports stay the same. One is Jermaine Beal, and Jermaine's had a fantastic pre-season. You know, he kind of gets looked over all the time, but I can't wait for him to get on the court Friday night. And the other teams are bringing imports, and MVP's coming back with New Zealand. You got second-round draft picks with Melbourne. You got ex-Boomer players coming back to play in the NBL. It's loaded this year, and there's no easy games.
Is it the best standard you've seen?
Without question. Yeah, best standard I've seen in the league from my 7 years head coach, 3 as assistant coach, so yeah, 10 years.
Can you sense the hunger amongst the group? I mean, success, sometimes, people get complacent, but do you feel like you'll avoid that with this group?
Yeah, coming back, and especially missing those first 6 weeks of pre-season, really get a taste of the guys, how desperate they are, and I was happy to see on the weekend we're chasing loose balls down. We're diving on the floor, we're putting our body on the line, and it's something that you want excellence. It's over a sustained period. It's not just a flash in the pan, and we want to build that for the next 2-3 years, not just this single year.
Do you know what your starting five is now, or are the guys still?
I can't show me hand just yet.
I'm not asking for it, but like the competition amongst the squad for that starting spot.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much settled with our starters at the moment. It's more so the bulk of the game will play. The guys that have got it on the court, and I think they know that my coaching now at the moment, if they got it going, I'm not going to make a sub, and we try to ride that wave a little bit. So it's great to look down the bench, and then you got the rookie of the year, Tommy Jervis. You got Greg Hoyer, was very close to MVP the finals last year. You got Ernest sitting there, and then you got Drake UU back in there. So it's and Jesse Wagstaff, and he had a fantastic preseason too, so can't wait.
Could Jermaine Beal become the star of the competition? Is it possible he could be an MVP at the end of the season?
Without a question. I thought his pre-season work is much better than last year. I think he's been more aggressive, he's experienced, and he loves the light shining bright, and he performs well on that stage. And I think he's going to have an outstanding year and probably fly under the radar with so many different DeAndre and Ernest coming in. He's quite happy playing that role, and But I think he's going to be a very good leader this year.
How do you divvy up the minutes in teams very, very deep?
Well, it's a good thing for a coach that you look down and you can put anybody in. It's really the guys on the court playing to get them playing the right way. Obviously, the fouls take an instance, but you put faith in the group, and if they've got it going, you stay with them. If not, I've got to make changes, and that's his coaching. Yeah, no, all good. Tommy's probably just a little bit of a cloud under his, but we got a week to prepare him. Just rolled an ankle yesterday at practice, but he should be up and running on Monday, and we'll certainly put him through a test. But everything's healthy and no excuses.
Jeff, can I just get a word on Jesse? You touched on before, he goes under the radar, but he has had an impressive preseason.
Yeah, look, Jesse's one of those guys that you go down the list, he probably plays a little bit minutes behind Sean. But what he does for the team is priceless. You know, he came on last weekend and he dropped 4 3-pointers. You know, I think it was about 6 or 7 possessions. But he just plays hard and he's a great teammate out on the court. And, you know, I've got a lot of admiration for him, the way he plays, and I hope he has a great season as well.